Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Governor Mike Dunleavy will send 10 Alaska Army National Guard soldiers to serve along the U.S. border with Mexico beginning April 1st. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the deployment announced yesterday is a response to President Donald Trump's February 15th declaration of a national emergency on the border. The soldiers from the 1st Battalion, 207th Aviation Regiment, will assist U.S. Customs and Border Protection in support of aerial patrols. The move follows a request for National Guard volunteers. Dunleavy said, quote, "While this emergency may be thousands of miles away, we must be vigilant in our shared responsibility to address this crisis," end quote. Dunleavy also thanked the guardsmen and their families. Adjutant General Torrin Sachs says the soldiers will provide air reconnaissance and surveillance support. Helicopter pilots and aircraft maintenance people are among those who will fill Alaska's requirement in Arizona over 6 months, during which soldiers may be swapped out in cycles. The federal government is covering the cost of the deployment. Meanwhile, Senator Lisa Murkowski is speaking out more in opposition to President Trump's emergency declaration to divert money to build a wall on the southern border. In a speech on the Senate floor yesterday, Murkowski said she agrees with the president on the need for more border security.
"But I firmly believe that one can be for border security, strongly for border security, and at the same time question whether the administration has overreached in using the National Emergencies Act in the way that it has. And I find myself in that camp."
Murkowski says the issue is one of separation of powers. A student who jumped from a University of Alaska Fairbanks dormitory seventh floor window was under the influence of drugs. UAF police spokeswoman Marmion Grimes says the freshman male who survived the fall from Moore Hall just after midnight Friday had taken a hallucinogen.
"Investigation indicated the student had been under the influence of a psychotropic substance, likely LSD, during the incident."
Grimes says the student, who sustained severe injuries, was in stable condition at the hospital in Anchorage as of Friday, but she did not have updated information on his status. The student had been reported by others to be behaving erratically prior to jumping out the window. A rally in support of education funding is planned for tonight at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Governor Mike Dunleavy has proposed drastic cuts to K-12 schools and the University of Alaska. Reductions UAF political science major and rally co-organizer Aiden Ernest of Fairbanks says will harm a public system he's benefited from.
"I went to U Park and then Randy Smith, West Valley, and now I'm here at UAF. And I have had the amazing experience of being taught by some of Fairbanks' greatest teachers. And so for me, you know, I wouldn't be where I am without the help and support of all of those amazing teachers."
Ernest adds that a diminished university system affects prospective college students.
"Creating a place that is not as, I guess, open to new students and forces many prospective students to go out of state."
Ernest says tonight's rally, which starts at 5:30 at the UAF Wood Center, aims to bring together students, teachers, and other community members to show their support for education and get organized to communicate their message to state legislators. A class offered tonight in Fairbanks will teach dog owners about trapping and how to minimize the chance of their dogs getting caught. The course, put on by the Tinnanaw Valley Kennel Club and the Alaska Trappers Association, follows recent local incidents in which dogs have been injured in traps, but the problem is nothing new. Trappers Association spokesman Pete Buse says there's no regulation against trapping on public land, even in residential areas, increasing the potential of loose dogs getting trapped or snared.
"Usually it's the result of people who are not paying attention to the leash laws and somewhat irresponsible trappers, and when those two folks clash, it's a little rough on the dog."
Buse adds that trap lines are not required to be marked or checked at regular intervals, meaning an animal caught can suffer for an extended period of time. Another focus of tonight's class is how to safely release dogs from various types of traps and snares.
"A lot of people just don't know, and that's understandable, and part of our campaign is to show them how to quickly get them out of the trap."
The class is free and happening tonight at 6:30 at the Tinnanaw Valley Fairgrounds. About 200 bird scientists and hobbyists are in Fairbanks this week to celebrate Alaska's birds and share concerns about habitat and climate change. A National Geographic Species Documentation Project is the subject of a free lecture tonight. KUEC's Robin reports.
Posters on display at the Westmark Hotel showcase wildlife research from around the state. Conference sessions such as Consequences of Sea Ice Decline or Accelerating Climate Changes in the Seas Around Alaska are daytime presentations. And last night there was a field trip to find owls on the ski and walking trails around Fairbanks. Tricia Blake, the executive director of the Alaska Songbird Institute, says the conference is an opportunity to share scientific findings.
Biologists and educators and people working with Alaska's bird all over the state to get together and share their information and coordinate concerns.
The Songbird Institute is a six-year-old Fairbanks nonprofit with a mission to conserve Alaska's boreal birds.
We do that through both research and education, so this conference is a really good fit with what our mission is, connecting researchers, connecting the community with birds, part of why we're involved with it.
In addition to talks on breeding biology, migration and movements, and how boreal birds survive the cold, there will be two presentations on the National Geographic Photo Ark. It's a decades-long project started by Joel Sartori to document every species in captivity. His son, Cole Sartori, spoke about the project from the Anchorage airport on his way to the conference.
We're expected to lose about half of all biodiversity by 2100, and many of these species have never been professionally photographed. So we're just hoping to have a uniform record of what we had.
The father and son Sartoris travel to zoos and wildlife rescues with their photographic equipment. For big animals, they might paint a wall to get a solid backdrop.
For smaller animals like birds or little reptiles, we have a soft-sided shooting tent, black and white backgrounds that load in behind them, and we can put our lights on each side, and it's kind of like they've been abducted by the mothership when they go in. It's just all white.
Sartori says since his father started the project, already species have been lost. It's like a race to capture the rest before they go extinct. While he won't be photographing any Alaska animals on this trip, Cole Sartori will give a free public presentation tonight at Murray Auditorium on the UAF upper campus at 7 p.m. and will also offer a keynote address at the conference banquet Thursday evening. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Dan Bross.